7:34, it is the Hometown Morning Show, getting you on through a Tuesday morning, Election Day. Our friend Veronica is in the studio with us to talk about something really cool coming up at the Joseph Holt House, because I saw a flyer the other day, and I thought, oh, I better call Veronica, better text her. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Glad to have you in this morning. It's always fun to talk about doings at the Joseph Holt House. You've been involved with that since it was just kind of a what are we going to do here project, and now we have this beautiful thing that belongs to the county, something that's we're all really proud of.
Yes,
we couldn't love it more, and you all are doing cool stuff up there now that the weather's good. I don't think Mickey will be wearing his wool coat.
Probably not.
If he does, that's on him. That's not us,
you got
right?
It. You got it.
So what's going on? What's coming up?
Well, we've got that jazz concert coming up June 6th. We have been working with the Owensboro Symphony for several years, and they send this great little group up. This year we have a new group. This year we have a couple of instrumentalists and a vocalist.
Neat.
That'll be fun. That'll be neat. And, you know, we're going to open the house at 5 if anyone wants to come and just wander around or tour the home. But then the music will actually start at 7, and it's beautiful down there that time of evening, that time of year. It's just beautiful down there on the river.
It really is a special place. When they, you know, years ago, I guess when Judge Holt was surveying out, he had several acres to choose from. He picked the right spot for the house.
He did. It's beautiful.
You know, of all the pretty country down there and the way it lays, what he picked, I don't think that anybody could have done a better job.
Right,
just the way it sets and just the surroundings there. Good for everything. And do go early and be nosy and nose around that house, because it is, it's just the attention to detail. Is I find something new in there every time I go.
Right.
New old. I mean that in the best way.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that I haven't noticed before every single time I walk into that house.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, go early. And people are going to maybe bring their picnics whatnot.
Oh, yes. We encourage you to bring your picnic, spread a blanket out on the ground, bring your lawn chairs if that's more comfortable, and just relax and enjoy the beauty of the location, but enjoy the music, too.
So what date is this coming up again?
It's June the 6th.
Well, it's going to be here before we know it.
It is here. It is upon us, yes. Like I said, the house will open at 5, but the music starts at 7, and they'll play until 9. They take a little break in there, but they'll play until 9. And you know, the last couple of years, we've been rained out. So this year, we're hoping for good weather.
It hasn't been terribly rainy this year, so you might be in luck.
Might be in a good spot there. But it's just going to be a fun evening, a relaxed evening. We do have a few new things at the home. You know, people are donating. Artifacts is probably not a good word, but items that belong to the home, and will help you understand the history of the home. So
it's neat to see some of that stuff come home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and I figured with the history that it has, as long as it's been here, there were items from that home scattered all over the place, you know, in Breckinridge County, but way beyond, too. There have been things come back that have been a long way from here.
Right, right. We, I think there's a descendant of one of the enslaved persons, maybe, that lived on the property in California that we've been in contact with. And so they're interested in looking for things and you know, to send it back and such.
How
so
cool.
That'll be interesting, too.
Absolutely. Well, what a treasure that is, and we appreciate all the hard work that you all do preserving that home, because it's not just a well, we're done with it thing.
Right.
It's ongoing.
Absolutely.
It never ends, and it's never going to end, you know.
If anyone out there has ever owned an old home, they know that. They know that.
And they're worth it.
Yes.
They're worth it, but it is an ongoing adventure for you all and an ongoing investment for the county. So folks, let's enjoy it. When they have these functions, you know, get up there. The weather's going to be great. There's not a prettier spot. Music just sounds good in places with old walls and good trees.
Yes.
You know, there's just something about it. So get those picnics together. Mark your calendars, June the 6th. Go early. Be nosy. Check out that house. It's your home, Breckinridge County. So check it out.
And if you don't know where it's located, which some people do not, it is at 6205 East Highway 144, out towards Stevensport.
And no matter which way you come in, it's a pretty drive.
It is. It is indeed.
A fantastic drive. The rolling hills of old Kentucky. And those river bluffs and bottoms, it's hard to beat.
Can't be beat, can
Well, Veronica, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Always good to see you. And let's try to do this again pretty soon,
okay.
All right?
Will do.
All right, you come back and see us, folks. Stay tuned.